Now to Minneapolis and the catalyst for a year of reckoning around the nation over race and policing. Today, hundreds of people gathered outside the courthouse for the first day of the trial against former police officer Derek Chauvin. Past the barricades and security, a judge delayed the start of jury selection today while an appeals court considers whether to reinstate a third-degree murder charge against Chauvin, who was seen on video kneeling on George Floyd's neck for almost 9 minutes. The impact of Floyd's death and the aftermath stretching across the state and the nation.
News Nation correspondent Brian Netton live in Minneapolis tonight with the very latest. Brian.
Rob, we were fully expecting things to get going today. Jury selection was set for 9 a.m., but you mentioned it. There was this big delay. The prosecution at the last minute filing another appeal to reinstate that third-degree murder charge. Protesters in downtown Minneapolis Monday marching outside the fortified courthouse where they wait for the Derek Chauvin trial to get underway.
I just wanted to show support. You know, I feel like just us being here together, like as a community, it's just like a bigger statement.
I just hope that we see change and actually get a conviction on this.
We have jurors.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin faces a second-degree unintentional murder and second-degree manslaughter charge connected to the death of George Floyd last May.
Man, what's your badge number, bro?
Chauvin pressed his knee against Floyd's neck for about 9 minutes, even after Floyd, who was handcuffed, went limp. Chauvin's attorney says the former officer used reasonable force. Jury selection was supposed to start today, but has now been delayed because the prosecution wants a third-degree murder charge added. The judge is waiting for a court of appeals ruling before moving forward.
In some ways, it's a procedural mess, is what it is. It's difficult for the judge to know precisely what the law is here, whether it could go forward or not, because of these appeals that are being filed.
Minneapolis is on edge after riots last summer when a police precinct and several businesses were set on fire. The National Guard is now patrolling the courthouse that's surrounded by fencing and barbed wire. Police are concerned violent outside agitators could come into the city.
Their frame of thinking is, in order to get notice, you make noise. Make noise, you get attention.
These women are part of the A Mother's Love organization. The group is patrolling the streets almost 24 hours a day, hoping to keep the peace.
What do you make of all the barbed wire and then I just walked by the National Guard and the tanks? Do you think that's a good thing?
It is, as a visionary person who sees things visually, it's disheartening to see that we are in a state where we have to have barbed wire and the National Guard out to protect the community. There were a lot of businesses burned down last summer. There were a lot of folks that are still suffering the setbacks of not being able to be in their community or not having a grocery store for a long time or not even being able to go to work.
Okay, so the judge said this afternoon he is hoping to start jury selection tomorrow morning now. Of course, a lot of that hinges on what the Court of Appeals decides when it comes to the prosecution's argument for that third-degree murder charge. Of course, the prosecutors are going after that charge because it increases their chances of a conviction. Live in Minneapolis, Brian Enten, News Nation.